Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone. Baruch Hashem, we are blessed to learn together again today. Today is a very, very holy day. Every day is a holy day because it's another day in our life. As we know, Va'avraham v'sara zakenim bayim bayamim, life is today. We wake up in the morning, Rabbe Munasecha, we ask Hashem and we say, Hashem, Modani Lefanecha, right? Chadashim Labkarim, Rabbe Munasecha. It's a new day. When a person goes to sleep, it's a mini death. So it's like we're born in the morning and we, so to speak, die at the end of the day because it's one life. Our life is filled with days. So every day is special. Today is extra, extra, extra special. Today is Yud Nisan, which Be'ezrat Hashem, Emir Tashem, we'll talk about that. So it's a blessing to be on Yud Nisan, talking with all of you and sharing thoughts. I want to talk a little bit first on Hilchos Lashon Hara. Of course, it's so important for us to review and to chazer over the power of our speech. I actually have a personal story that just shows how dangerous speech is that just happened yesterday with me. And I'll start with Rechilas. Rechilas, right, means basically that you tell somebody about someone, about them. You say, so-and-so said this about you. So-and-so, you know, doesn't, you know, thinks you're X, Y, and Z. So what that does is it causes hatred or it causes bad feelings amongst two people. I'll read from here, from Shmiras HaLashon, from my email, Hilchos Rechilas, chapter 1, section 4. Rechilas is forbidden. Now, Rechilas, the reason it's called Rechilas, it's in the Torah, actually. Lo Selech Rachil. A Rachil, Reish Chaf Yud Lamed, is a peddler. Someone who peddles, right, in the market. They go with this wagon, and they go from one place to another place, selling things. So the reason it's called Rechilas is because you go from one person to another person, and you say negative things. Rechilas is forbidden even if it is absolutely true, right? That's Lashon Hara the same. Everyone's like, but it's true. Okay, that's Lashon Hara. Even one's Rechilas destroys a friendship between its subject and the person spoken to one is called a wicked person and is held abominable by Hashem. Unbelievable. You hear that? So it's like terrible to to have two people, to create a, you know, two people excuse me, to be upset at each other. But I think I said this. All right, this is, I didn't say this yesterday. I said a different thing. Six things that Hashem hates, and seven are abomination of his soul. Unbelievable, and that's one of them. He who causes two people to quarrel. Very, very scary. Metzora, this week's parasha, Min HaShemayim, there's a hug and a kiss from Hashem as we're Erev. Parashas Metzora here. Vayikra Rabba. Excuse me, I'm so sorry. The sages in Vayikra Rabba, Parashas Metzora, say that the seventh is the worst of them all. Which is that. However, Rechilas applies even if the two people hated each other already. Now, that's something that people don't know. Just because two people hate each other, you say, yeah, oh, I know you hate you. I know you hate him. You know what he said about you. It's still, you're not allowed to do it. Why? Because it awakens the hatred. Okay, oh my gosh. Unbelievable, right? Unbelievable. So scary. So scary. Yeah, the story with me, just basically, just to share, like I mentioned something to someone that someone had said, and it was not negative at all. It was just, I was trying to help this person by saying, by the way, you know, this person mentioned, and they're close, everybody's close. This person mentioned something that I had mentioned to this person as well, right? Let's say someone, I'm trying to think. Let's say someone, it's clear that they're struggling with, you know, one of their kids. And me and you know, and we all talk about it, and it's, you know what I mean? So it was like something like that. And I was like, yeah, and I spoke to the person, and, you know, the other person was, you know, we were talking about, you know, the fact that you were struggling, you know, and we were talking, you know, in a very positive, nothing. And the person who I said that to was like, well, you know, it like woke up in them something about that other person. I was like, oh my gosh, I apologize. Of course, it wasn't rechilus, but my point is that it was like a simple thing that I was saying, and that you never know the sensitivity that people have, and you have to be extra careful. You have to be so careful with your words. We have to be so careful what we say, that, oh, I spoke to someone who said this about you or about this, right? Anyway, that's rechilus. Hashem should help us all as we're getting closer and closer to Pesach, closer and closer to the Chag of Geula, the Yom Tov of our speech being purified, and our peh, our mouth, sach, learning how to speak properly. It's so exciting that we're doing these halachas. Hashem will help each and every one of us to be zocha, to not listen to any lashon hara, not hear anything, and we only will bring people together. That's what we want to do, as the Ramchal says in the beginning, in the introduction, achva. We want to be a person who brings people together, not chas v'shalom pushes people apart. Amen to all of us. Okay. Today, let's talk about Magid. And really, I want to talk about Magid. It's not really going to be talking about Magid so much. That's what we were up to, right? We did Kadesh, Urchatz, Yachatz, Karpas, Magid. Magid is the main part of the Haggadah, which we tell the story. So just to talk a little bit actually about today being the 10th. Why is today the 10th so powerful? So I want to read to all of you, this is from Rav Karl Lindstein, page Mem Aleph, and if anybody wants to look it up, it's from the Shem Mishmuel, Parshas Vayikra, Tuf Reish Ayin Aleph, and from the Zohar, Chelek Gimel Daf Kuf Beis, on the Pasuk, U'b'chamisha Asar Yom L'Chodesh HaShvi. So if anyone wants to look it up, I'm reading from it. So this is the 10th, today is the 10th of Nisan. And we've said before that the 10th of Nisan is very connected to the 10th of Tishrei. And we all know, Tishrei is connected to Nisan. They're both Rosh Hashanah. They're both the beginning of the year. Tishrei, what we celebrate is Rosh Hashanah. And Nisan is equally Rosh Hashanah. Not only that, the Arizal says that Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah for the Neshama. So it's even stronger for the Jewish people. Incredible. Nisan was actually when the world was created. Tishrei, what we celebrate, is when the world was thought to be created, right? Nisan is for the Jews. Tishrei is for all the people, for the whole world. So says the Shem Yishmuel, like I said, so every day, right, there's a tremendous connection between the 10th of Nisan and the 15th of Nisan, the 15th of Tishrei, the 15th, right? 15th of Tishrei, 15th of Nisan are Sukkos, Pesach, right? Sukkos is the 15th. And in the Gemara, Chazal, they compare a lot. Tesvav, Tesvav. They compare Pesach to Sukkot. It's very Tishrei to Nisan, right? And the 10th. Listen to what the Shem Yishmuel says. He says, Lama hiktim lemer lem mitzvos karm Pesach brosh chodesh. Why did they tell him to take the karm Pesach on, right, Rosh Chodesh, which was 10 days ago, right? Ayin b'mechilta, he says, Vabikur, right, the beaker, the checking it out, was after they took it, the lama, right, the checking out the carbon. Why? Yeshlomer, here he goes. Asara yamim elu, or keneged aseres yamei teshuva. The 10 days of Nisan are keneged aseres yamei teshuva, and which means that what? Today is keneged Yom Kippur, which we're going to explain in a second. And in the Zohar it says, al da be'esr l'chodesh azeva yichulem ish selabayis. Excuse me, says the Zohar that the Eser L'Chodesh is Yuma Asira Basira Kaima is literally Yom Kippur. Sheish Kesher Bein Aser Shel Chodesh Ashvi L'Chodesh Tishrei Bein Aser L'Chodesh Nisan Shemalach was covered on Pesach. Now what is this? How are they similar? Okay, it's 10-10. Each one is Yud. How are they similar? So to understand this, we have to understand what they did today. What did they do? Today they took the sheep and they tied it to the bedpost and they removed, and they said, we're bringing this as a carbon. What was the sheep? What did that represent? Seh, which is actually the mazel of Nisan. What is it? It represents the god of the Egyptians, Avodah Zarah. So today, what do they do? And this is the Chiddush Yerim, the holy Chiddush Yerim, which I was zocha this year to be by his kever. Baruch Hashem, we were zocha to go when we were in Poland. It says the holy, holy Chiddush Yerim. He says that Mishchu Yedecha means not just, we're not going to go now take a sheep and tie it. What does that mean? Avodah Zarah. What's Avodah Zarah literally mean? Worshipping something strange. You're worshipping something that is not true. Your Avodah Zarah means it doesn't work. That's not really the truth. It's not about bowing down. People think Avodah Zarah means bowing down to idols. Avodah Zarah means Mishchu Yedechem. Says the Chiddush Yerim, you know why today is so holy? You know why today is like Yom Kippur? Because just like on Yom Kippur, he doesn't say about the Yom Kippur, I'm just putting it together. Just like on Yom Kippur, what do? We get clarity about what life is about. We have clarity. Everything falls to the side. Everything we know at the end of the day, Einod Movada, when we scream, Hashem Ulokim, Hashem Ulokim, Shema Yisrael, we have clarity. We keep the main thing, the main thing. We know what it is. So too today, that's what happened for the Jewish people. We remove our Avodah Zarah. Each and every one of us removes our Avodah Zarah. What are we worshiping? What am I worshiping? What is your Avodah Zarah? That's what we have to ask ourselves today. And that's what we have to ask ourselves getting ready for Pesach. What's holding you back from being you? What is your Avodah Zarah? What's holding you back from living the life? What is Zar? What is strange? Meaning, what's not you? Is it your laziness? Is it your insecurities? Is it your pain, maybe? Right? Some people, it's their desires. Your escapes, as I always say, it's harder to get out of your head than to get out of your bed. Maybe it's your head. Maybe it's your thinking. Maybe it's your past, right? Maybe it's your family, your, I don't know, your fear of the future. Maybe it's your lack of money. Whatever it might be, try and identify and ask yourself, what do I want to take and put and tie up to my bedpost, and that when it comes Pesach, I'm going to be free. And I was thinking, that's really what true freedom is. No, it's true freedom. True freedom is I could live what I want to live and nothing's holding me back except for myself or the things that are, that I'm not identifying. Right? Or I might have things, right, that I have to stop doing. Right? And if I stop doing this, right, imagine you make a list. We've spoken about this. Take one thing. I actually did it over the vacation, over the Bein Hazmanim. I took two things, literally two things that I said I'm doing, that I must do, that I'm doing, simple things. And it changed everything for me. I'm doing other things as well. But two things that I knew if I did this, I would be a different person and it would be helpful for me. That's what we have to ask ourselves. What could I stop doing? What's that one thing I could stop doing? Or what's that thing that I got to start doing? What's holding me back from being me? What's my Avodah Zarah? What am I serving that is not really helping me, right? Avodah is I'm working. Zarah is it's strange. I'm missing something. I'm not really truly connecting to Hashem. And I was thinking that Bedika is, right, which is, and Bedika is the same letters as Dvika, right? To be Dvik, to connect. Dvikas. Bedika, we've said this on Hanukkah. Bedika, to be bodek, to check, is really the answer. What? It's not, I gotta search to find. Once you're searching, that is what we gotta do. What we have to do is we have to ask ourselves, what's holding us back? That's step one. That's what we gotta do. Step one. What's holding me back from living the life that I truly want to live? Don't worry about fixing it. You don't have to fix it. If it's, right, drugs, if it's your cell phone, if it's your insecurity, whatever it might be, from A to Z. It could be from A to Z. It could be you're not learning enough Torah. It could be you're lazy. It could be your, what, everybody knows, Lev Yodea Maras Nafshe. nafsho. Everybody knows, but think first, identify, take that. That's what today is about. That's why today is connected to Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur is the time where we become free. And that freedom comes when we identify, when we're bodek, when I check, I'm davuk. Beis dalad kuf, dalad beis kuf is the same letters. You check, you did it. That's step one. That is step one. Unbelievable. That's the pshat that it says, we say at the end of the benching. V'darshei Hashem lo yachzru chotov. Those who search out God will not be missing anything. I understand, you're searching Him out. So of course you're missing something. You don't search for something if you have it. No. But the pshat over here is that says, that's the Chedushi Arim. Search out, what's stopping me? I got it, I found it. What's stopping me? Oh, I realize that this is stopping me. You don't have to fix it. You don't have to change it. You don't have to change it. The first step is identifying, how am I not able to live the way I live? And then you end up filling that hole. You will. But first you identify. I've said this to all of us many times. Identifying the problem is 90% for sure of fixing the problem. Because, okay, it might take you 5 years, might take you 10 years, might take you 5 months, might take you 5 days, might take you 5 hours. But I identified what my Avodah Zarah is. What's my Avodah Zarah? And that maybe is the first step. That's Magid. Why is that Magid? Because we're not at Magid yet. Now, Magid is telling your story. Telling your story. Your story. Your Haggadah. And I was thinking, right? It's telling my story. Telling my story that I was stuck in this thing. I had this Avodah Zarah last year, and now I don't worship it anymore. I had this thing 2 years ago, I don't worship it anymore. What's my Avodah Zarah this year? I was thinking that in the whole Haggadah, right, it doesn't say it doesn't say Moshe Rabbeinu. Maybe in a pasuk it does, but I'm saying it doesn't refer to Moshe Rabbeinu. And I was thinking, right, there are different pshatim they say, why it doesn't talk about Moshe Rabbeinu in the Haggadah. And I was thinking today, maybe the pshat is because it says Ispashtusa de Moshe is in every person. Moshe Rabbeinu exists in each and every one of us. Each and every one of us has the power to be Goel, to redeem ourselves, and to therefore to be a redeemer of the Jewish people. Be the change you want to see in the world. Because when you redeem yourself, it gives an effect on everybody around you. It gives an effect on the Goel of all the Jewish people. So maybe that's the pshat why Moshe Rabbeinu is not in the Haggadah. Why? Because you're in the Haggadah. It's your story. And you know where your story begins? Your story begins today. Our story begins the next 5 days. Where now I put aside my Avodah Zarah. I put aside my things that are holding me back. And not, again, not that I'm changing it, but I identified it. My sheep is tied to my bedpost, to my essence of who I am. Now I know, I got it. That's what my problem is. And Amir Tashem, Hashem will set us free. We should all be zocha to a geula befrat, which is a personal geula. And through that, we'll be zocha to a geula for all the Jewish people. We'll be zocha to feel, to experience what it is that we need to feel. Wishing everyone a wonderful, wonderful, amazing, incredible first day, first moment, first evening, first afternoon of the rest of your life. Thank you.